This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Wednesday as our Lovell Chronicle finally came in. It made it through the holiday mail. We're talking about the December 31st edition of the Lovell Chronicle, covering activity for the Lovell Police Department for the week of December 21st through the 27th. So not quite the New Year's fun stuff that they get in Lovell. So on December 21st, officers were called to a residence on East Main Street in response to a report of loud music at 4 a.m. When officers arrived on the scene, the music was no longer playing. So how long did it take them to get there? We don't know. So, but 4 a.m., let's crank it up.
Turn your music down. No, I'm calling the cops. Okay,
it's down. Also, on Christmas Eve, officers received a call to Circle Drive after an unknown vehicle ran into a fence causing damage. No additional information known by police. Case under investigation. Santa.
I was going to say, was it a sleigh?
Yeah, crashed into the fence. So, on December 26, a spat between a previous dating couple needed information by intervention, that is, by Lovell officers after one of the subjects stole the other's car key following an argument. Well, I'm taking this key. Officers separated the couple and returned the car keys to the rightful owner. I'm taking your car because of our bad date that we had.
I really thought these kids were going to make it.
I don't know. It was they were previously dating, but and then they still have some kind of attraction to each other, or they keep running into each other, and there has to be a way to separate them. And, you know, having your car keys dangling somewhere is not a good place. So maybe put them in your pocket.
There you go.
Yeah, so on December 27th, officers responded to East 6th Street after receiving a report of a gunshot. Officers are unable to determine any evidence of a firearm being discharged in the area. Sometimes you get things that will sound like a firearm. Mm-hmm. For instance, a car backfire, a tire blowing out, or even a firework.
Yep.
Or even someone slamming a door sometimes. Maybe will be, but it has to be. It's a gunshot fired. Call the police.
Duck.
Headline for the police report, early morning jam session not appreciated by neighbors.
Well, maybe it was a live band.
Yeah. So, doesn't say if it was a live band. They're playing at 4 a.m. Nah, I doubt anyone would get up at 4 a.m., a band member. Well, they'd be staying up till 4.
Yes.
They won't get up at 4.
No.
Let's go to the sheriff's report. On December 21st, deputies received a call about an unoccupied vehicle deemed to be suspicious on Highway 14A West near Byron. Deputies located the vehicle, determined it to be not involved in any illegal activity.
I deem thee suspicious. Ah, no.
Well, it's somebody had parked it at a place where nobody has parked there before. So that makes it suspicious. So, so if you leave a car somewhere, you know, somebody could deem it suspicious. So look out in our parking lot, Ross. Any suspicious vehicles out there?
Nothing but.
Yeah. Also, a white 2020 GMC Terrain slid into a pole at the intersection of Lane 8.5 and South 3rd Street in Cowley. No serious injuries were reported on the scene. Cowley police responded to the crash. All 8 cars of the Cowley police were there for that crash, Ross.
They don't have 8 cars.
I don't know how many they do have.
I'm not even sure if they have one.
Well, I've been to Cowley a number of times. We'll be there on Saturday, too. But I'll be keeping my eye out for all the Cowley police that are out there.
Cowley cars. So, and I, I love the name. You know, here's a bunch of high-powered marketing guys sitting around a table. Let's call it the Terrain.
Yeah, well.
And nobody ever said, hey, dude, sweet Terrain.
No, they don't. Well, and it was like we were talking yesterday about the Fiat Pop.
Oh, that's right, the Pop.
Yeah, so who named that thing?
So you work for a car company. What division? Stupid names.
Yeah, real dumb names. So, but when you do crash into them, they actually pop. So that's what's nice.
What's that popping?
Let's see. On December 22nd, deputies received a call from a driver near the Wyoming port of entry after the driver's vehicle had sustained damage from flying metal not properly secured on the back of a truck. Call was forwarded to the Wyoming Highway Patrol. Got to watch out when you're following trucks on the highway there, Russ. Yeah. So you don't know what's going to fly off of it, including flying metal. So.
That's bad for driving.
Yeah. On December 26th, deputies received a call about a dark-colored vehicle that had broken down on Highway 310 outside of Lovell. Upon arriving at the scene, the vehicle was no longer at the location. So I wonder if those are reports are similar to what you get like up in Billings or something,
yeah.
You know. Hey, there was a car broke down on the highway. Not anymore. Okay. Let's write that down. Same with the, it's an unoccupied vehicle. It's suspicious. So, headline, vehicle damaged by flying metal. So I'd read on to see where flying metal comes from.
Yeah, those flying metal storms are dangerous.
You don't know what the source could be. It could be somebody just chucking metal at people. We don't know. So, but let's go over to Powell and find out what happened. They include suspicious activity on East Monroe. Received a report of a green Tahoe and a black truck that drives around between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., they go down the alley and go to the houses being built on Monroe. An officer responded, checked the area, didn't find described vehicles. Extra patrol will be done. Disposition completed. Well, and this occurring at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Hmm. So I'm hoping the extra patrol is between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. Okay, but this guy is up at 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. watching these vehicles. So you don't know, Ross. That's just being suspicious.
Keeping detailed notes on every move.
There you go. Suspicious activity, North Bend. Received request for extra patrol through a business due to potential shoplifting issues. Informational. So I don't know how. It's coming. Well, there's going to be some shoplifting coming up. This on Monday. So
after the holidays, you probably should have called before.
Yeah. People not returning items, I guess. I don't know. So let's see. Traffic, animals, lots of animals. The dogs are now taking off. After the holidays, they've had it with people hanging around. So suspicious activity on South Tower. An officer noticed a truck that had been parked for over an hour at a location. The officer spoke with the occupant, who advised that they had just pulled over to use the phone. Disposition completed. So we think that's suspicious in Powell if somebody is not talking on their phone while driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then they pull over to use their phone. Suspicious activity.
Get him.
That's the law. Okay, so you need to pull over while talking. We just don't do it, though. So that's how that works. And then traffic stop, east south. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for improper registration, failure to carry a driver's license. Disposition warning issued. So he has pants, but nothing in the pockets. Nothing.
Oh, they're so cumbersome. Got lugging that thing around. So, throw my back out.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where right now Tim is in a jam session. So check him out. Got the music blaring. Anyway, I appreciate the Powell Police and the Lovell Chronicle for today's Police Blotter Report.